Secondary 2. Reading aloud text 10. This passage describes animal poaching in Malaysia. Despite stricter enforcement and heavier penalties, the illegal wildlife trade in Malaysia is rising to critical levels. The country is targeted as it is among the few that still have tigers, elephants, sun bears, pangolins, and other sought-after species in the wild. Traffickers stand to gain huge profits from the cruel and unethical trade. For example, a live tiger is worth about $50,000 in the black market, and its skin alone can be worth up to $35,000. Elephant tusks are priced at $1,800 per kilogram, while rhinoceros horns are sold at about $97,000 per kilogram. The animal parts are used in traditional medicine and folk remedies. Tigers are mostly hunted for their bones and skin, bears for their gallbladders and paws, pangolins for their meat and scales, while snakes such as pythons are traded for their skins. The wildlife trade is run by international networks, which have operations similar to those of illegal drug and weapon businesses. It is worth approximately $5 billion to $20 billion annually, with China, the United States, and Europe as prime markets. Stricter laws and tighter enforcement have not been very successful in deterring poachers and traffickers. The penalties for wildlife crimes have increased significantly in recent years. However, conservationists argue that enforcement alone is not enough. They believe that public education and greater international cooperation are needed to reduce demand for wildlife products and protect endangered species from extinction. Environmental groups have also called for stronger protection of forest and wildlife habitats. Without these efforts, many species may continue to decline, threatening biodiversity and upsetting the balance of ecosystems for future generations.